office and physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare.
It's 9:04, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
If you need a physician,
41 degrees, overcast skies and calm winds in Flemington. The precipitation is off to our north and our east.
HMC.
Today will be partly cloudy and windy with a slight chance of a rain shower. A high of 59, winds northwest 20 to 30 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 26 tonight, winds northwest to 10 to 20 miles an hour. Except for a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 41. It's 9:05. It's
Thursday,
time for
Hunterdon
Chamber Radio weather. 31 degrees and clear skies in Flemington.
Snow on Friday.
Today is Friday the 13th.
Mid to upper 30s.
TGIF.
No
sunny,
significant accumulation
today. A high
set near
to be
50.
Coming. It's only going to be
southeast
to 5% miles an hour.
Partly cloudy
sky
and high
periods of rain
on
late
Saturday
and a low of 37.
Most sunny skies are in a high
chance of rain is 100%
Sunday.
Rainfall near a quarter of an inch.
42 in
cloudy with periods of rain tomorrow. A high of 54. Wind south southwest 5 to 10.
Alexandria.
Chance of rain 100%. Rainfall
43
near
in Lambertville and 41 in East Amherst.
On Sunday, partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon. A high around 50. That's going to be pretty good for the St. Patrick's Day parade at the town of Flinton. On Monday, partly cloudy skies and a high of 58. Partly cloudy on Tuesday, 46. Sun and a few clouds on Wednesday. Gusty, though, a high of 45.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
My guest, 32,
Dana Curlew, who is the Hunterdon County
30.
Counselor
in
of the Year and the New Jersey State Lebanon Council
31
in Alexandria, 31 in Raritan, 33 in Hopewell.
Of being able to go and
in Lambertville.
Good morning,
other state councilors.
At Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
At the White House.
Not too long ago, I had featured that article on Good Morning Hunterdon a couple of weeks ago, and finally got Dana to come on in after weather events. So, good morning, Dana. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. This is awesome. So I'm glad we could do this. The snow is holding off till Friday. And no accumulation, so park testing is in good hands.
That's all we ask.
Oh my, it's been a troubling winter, but that's not why you're here, although I did play your Hunterdon County fights, the Hunterdon Central fight song.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntonChamberRadio.com. That is the voice of Glenn Miller.
My goodness.
He is a Grammy Award winning.
Let's just give a quick introduction who you are.
Grammy Award winning singer, and was received a Grammy last
February.
He is an alum of North Hunterdon, and he is on the phone with me from Detroit. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Was offered the
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Glenn. How are you?
High
is everybody?
Oh,
it's an honor.
Does everybody challenge a base a basso profundo?
Yeah. Oh, it's three more.
Yeah,
left,
well,
and,
when they
you're probably
like
transitioning
you just
into
did,
a
whole different me. Everybody kind of pulled their voice down a little
of,
bit.
Yeah, what the councilors have to
you
do.
Have no choice.
Yeah,
you have no choice. It just see, I relate to this very well because I was telling you off air. I'm a trumpet player, and so. I'm going to do this a lot through our discussion today because somehow I believe, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, that in the world of trumpet playing,
let's delve back.
Many of us have this desire to play higher.
When did you realize
play the highest note? And I was very good friends with a lot of tuba players and bass trombone players, and that was always about how low can you go?
Well, so
you
still might. You never know.
And the business really has changed my life.
Yeah, it is.
There you are.
You have a great sense of humor. I saw a bunch of videos and interviews with you, and you seem to take it very, very lightly, and it's very entertaining. So, good morning. Thank you for being on. I've been looking forward to this for as long as you and I have been in contact. When I did contact you via Facebook, congratulations.
There were nurses.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And why don't you give us a quick introduction as to who you are and what you're doing
every day? And then when she mentioned,
okay, well, my name is Glenn Miller, and I'm not really the band leader at all. My mom thought it was a cool name.
All right.
When I was born.
But how does the
I understand
background.
My
sure it does,
older brother's
playmate
was named
that,
Glenn, and that's kind of how it happened.
Okay.
When I became
I grew up in Quakertown, New Jersey.
Wow.
On a little dairy farm. We had cows and chickens and sheep.
So that,
a very
I guess that just really kept me going through my first school that I started at.
But I always knew I was going to go into music. You know, I was just kind of,
you did.
Always wanted to make a difference.
Oh yeah.
When did that? When did that come to you? What was the first thing that you could remember that told you, yeah, this is where I need to go?
Certificate. Oh, I was 5 years old. I remember this vividly.
Is there? I went through the teaching world. So I had to go through
the middle of the wintertime.
Is that similar for counseling?
Or did you just piano arrived? Was practically my brother. You know, my mom.
Well, they changed it back in 2000.
The piano lessons, so we got this piano and
teaching,
and it came. And I was there on the sofa, doing the living room, and I went over to the piano, and I found middle C on my own.
Okay.
And I found a C major chord, and then I found it an octave lower, and I started playing these two C major chords back and forth.
So they,
you know, kind
at
of,
one time, they, I guess, they wanted
well, to feel it was a bit irritating
to understand
for my mother,
the role of the teacher, and
I'm sure
now they
because I kept
see
doing
it,
da 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 da, you know.
Yep.
And finally, she said, "You know, you're sick. Get back on the sofa."
Not just there you go. And
nice.
Yeah, no, but I just was like taken by the
counseling,
you know,
and advising.
And I remember
sometimes
going to church,
that's in the teaching
Quakertown Methodist Church,
nomenclature, but it's not necessarily
church,
the day to day.
Just so taken by the
piece,
you know,
we do work
choir
with
and the organ,
new counselors,
all
and
of that.
To remind
I
them
thought,
to get
yeah,
into the classroom, to meet the teachers,
do.
To talk
so,
about their job.
Well, it's wait a minute now. Wait a minute. It's one thing to I want to do it, but it's another thing to have the talent to be able to do it.
Excellent.
So when did you figure out you had the talent to do it?
That makes sense. That's a great piece of advice. So they're not sitting
there.
I
assume everybody had it.
Really?
It becomes
good
for you.
Oh, yeah. I thought everybody can sing.
With the teachers.
But then I kind of realized, well, that's maybe not true.
It kind of works, I guess, everybody.
Yeah, but I remember
are worried about
going up
a number of different
students
on the spot. And counselors.
There, and, you know,
how many counselors are at Hunter Central right now?
We have 16 grade-level counselors and 2 student assistant counselors and college and career counselors.
And that's managing 3,200. Students.
Songs and I just thought,
and the numbers are mind-boggling,
thing.
Really.
Like
that's
bread,
just,
you know?
Just yeah. Wow. So it's basically
my,
4 counselors a grade for 800 students.
There,
that's 200 counselors, 200 students a counselor.
Just,
yes.
You got to keep track of that.
Great.
Yes. Don't tell anybody those things.
No.
We are well under the
state
guidelines. But the way that
still,
our schedule is set up,
well,
too,
maybe
still, it's hard to keep up with 200 seniors, but they do it, and they,
everything church there, is a top priority. Thought, well, this is kind of easy.
Which brings me to my next point, and this
and
is the part
figure out
I
why people were kind of not remembering their part,
Central,
you know?
School. I learned about this early on when they showed
me. Well, it's right there.
One of
the
unique things that you guys do is that you, the entire administrative staff is associated with a grade level. And they traverse through the grade level all 4 years.
You know, they just kinda,
so the counselors, the 4 counselors, the vice president, the vice principal, and his the office staff,
and so
all
I got
are associated
in,
with the freshmen,
freshman,
and they carry through all the way to seniors,
well,
and then they go
I
back to being freshmen.
My voice. As,
there's tremendous
as
positives, obviously.
Really
but that get out of here. That senior to freshman transition has to be
a really
jolt.
I explained to our superintendent and principal at a meeting about a month ago that it's like having a different job every year.
And
by senior year, you're saying goodbye. They have their act together by the time May, June comes. Then you start with a whole new group that you're meeting parents for the first time, students for the first time. So it's a transition for us. It is the only summer, though, that you get with the break.
Okay. All right.
You know, the one about the trouble staff, you know?
Sure.
I could really rip it, you know, and you know, but
right.
I
that's one benefit
get
of coming
one
back
coming
back,
you know.
Right.
That's
cool. But it is, it's a great
thing. Yeah, sure.
Having 4
yeah,
schools
it wasn't
in
quite,
one
you know, wasn't,
yeah.
wasn't
one of the challenges that I found taking over this role as the supervisor was professional development.
I do remember, you know, in the summer, a couple times,
well,
this
was
farmers, we didn't,
because you don't have seniors every year, so
you
have to retrain every year so that the new senior counselors or new junior counselors are ready for the college process.
On their way,
changing trends.
It's a 4-year gap between the next time you have to do that.
There
I didn't even think of that, but that's kind of cool. It keeps you up to date
and
puts you ready to take on that
and
next
I just, it always
role
stuck with me,
and that next responsibility.
That would have been really fun. But, you know, we didn't. Yeah.
You did your internship where?
Really,
sure.
At Huntington Central.
Central. Okay.
How did was that?
Back to high school.
By,
I remember
that
going
come about?
To
chance.
Just chance.
Life has a funny
conference.
Way of working itself out
my
for you.
Cousins were
I remember
in
being
it,
in my dorm
my
and trying to figure out where I wanted to intern, and I typed mm-hmm. in college and career counselor, New Jersey,
and I listened to the big
Barbara Bowen's name. And for those who worked with her, Barbara Bowen was an amazing woman. She was at Huntington Central for a while, and she was in that position making. Changes
you know,
left and right.
Figured out that their
I called
lowest note
to pick up the phone. She asked me if it was a joke.
And I
she
thought, oh, maybe if I have a low E, I'll
my
get in.
Coworker
right.
about how I need someone
and
to help
so
me this year.
Well, I'm
a woman,
my,
so I came
know,
in.
The
she ended up leaving partway through
school,
the year, and I became the intern college
happened.
And career counselor.
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember
as an
if
interim?
It was like I woke up
oh
one morning and kind of
got paid in college, which is unheard
nice.
Of.
Well, I did still have my
but
pop,
it was
but,
as much as I benefited her, it changed
right.
my
but
life.
By the time
I
got to school in the fall,
another school the same way. Always in my whole career, wanted to go back to
my Central.
And you did.
I
know it all came full circle. It's amazing how that happens, but it happens so much more often than. We mm-hmm. don't care to think
and,
about
and
it.
I got in the big choir and all that.
Were you?
And then
were
you would have the new. The
were you
in
New Jersey
in
at the time?
Extra
yes.
Okay.
So,
and so you wanted
sure.
to actually
okay.
do counseling.
See, where
they
sort them out, you know,
finished my
right.
internship.
That type of thing.
Uh-huh.
So he had me in, and we were working on stuff.
Okay.
And
they had one position
said,
and a teacher who had previously been a teacher ended up getting hired. So I took
piano,
a job at
keyboard.
My hometown
right.
in Tuckerton, a Pinelands region.
And he started playing notes. And he
okay.
said, what's that note?
Which is an interesting situation. Anyone who went to school and comes back to work as a teacher or counselor. It's one
you
of
know,
the most challenging
do that.
Things you'll
yeah.
ever do. It's
and
working
I
thought,
with
the people
oh, okay.
who taught
you. Said, well, that's all
perfect
pitch.
Oh,
I
well,
said,
you
oh.
Right.
Oh, so you have so you have perfect pitch, too. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Cool. Wow.
Yeah.
I was hired as a music teacher.
So that kind of was like, oh, maybe
I was on the other side of the neighborhood. They have two.
Wow.
They have
two
tracks. They have the different sides of the town, the city. I don't know if it's town.
So that's really kind of where it's
so I was. I grew up on the Lake Parsippany side.
So I did all that through high school and made
the
small
the other
group
side,
and
so.
Did all state one
but I,
year.
You know, met all my teachers
I was
and,
kind of,
you know, I was hired by my teachers.
Year,
and
year.
So
my,
it's
my voice
different.
Kept getting
really
lower. We had this
that
thing.
It's people that
there
know
was a high
you
scale and a low
you.
Scale.
Yeah, right.
So it's a great place to learn, develop, make mistakes,
and
grow as a person and in
I didn't have the high scale anymore.
That's cool.
So I finished there, and then I went to East Brunswick for a year.
Well, that's completely
different.
Wow. That's kind of urban.
Yeah.
You were popping out the high C. He's not more
why.
Than 2 years before, and all of a sudden now you lost an octave.
two
octaves. Oh, my.
Stress
yeah,
environment.
Yeah,
but
you know.
Kids
so,
leave East
and I was like, oh, I just
kind of
want to keep my record
school.
Perfect.
Their percentages were just as high as Huntington Central. So I felt more prepared being in that district rather than just going to Pinelands.
Right.
But that was an, oh, my God.
Because of the grade levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you went to were at the high school level
in
East Brunswick, and that got,
yeah.
that got you the transition.
And with the orchestra.
Awesome. Wow. So that's the career trajectory. Any lamenting about that you left your CEO?
No. But all through all that, I was taking piano.
Target? Not at all?
This is the perfect job for my personality. It's a mix between counseling and the business side. And for the most part, I'm doing a lot of paperwork.
Whoa. You started studying pipe organ in ninth grade?
I stopped by the nurse's office, and there was a student.
Yeah.
Where were you doing that?
I was able to...
Well, actually, it wasn't pipes yet. It was an organ.
Oh, okay.
The organ in my home church, and we didn't have a pipe organ.
Okay.
But we were yoked with...
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 9:18. We're talking to Dana Carillo, who is the Huntington County Counselor of the Year, and she has quite a story to tell us in a little bit. We're going
to
learn a little bit about her role and her responsibilities over at Huntington Central. Hang on. Yeah.
So, but I started working when I was in my first, and I just felt that was it, and kind of got to get in trouble with my folks because I had a lot of responsibilities on the farm.
Yeah.
You know, with chores and
chores,
things like
yeah,
that.
Sure.
You know.
Do you want to lose
and so I was allowed to practice for 1 hour at the church on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, you know, I kind of pushed that a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, 1 hour would turn into two, and then I'd be late to put the egg in the chicken house and get in trouble, you know, and that type of thing. But I was just the sound world.
Man, that's cool.
In high school, was there a lot of bases available? I mean, did they have a consummate amount of bases? Because most high schools struggle with that.
Yeah. No.
Don't fear technology.
Yeah.
You know, use it.
Yeah.
Understand.
And a lot of bad tenors. You know.
Mission of Tech Today.
Yeah. The other end.
Sure.
Of
sure.
There were, yeah. And
I'm your host, Chris Bianco.
There were a
principal of Blue Panther Business Partners.
Like, you know,
every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11. We will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions.
Well, I'm sure of that. I mean, you're a rare breed now.
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, kind of funny.
You shouldn't give for the backpacks. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only. To give. Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving. And join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich. And do something good for the community
you
call home.
You know,
and on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish.
Oh, wow.
Be a sub.
Yeah, she had a little bit of career change, but she lived right across the road.
Dana Curlew, the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year, is with me, and she just told us all about how she wound up back in Hunterdon Central. Now, when you came back to Central, was it for this particular role as the Director of Counseling, or did you go in originally to be a counselor?
Originally, I was still on track to be a counselor, and I hadn't ever thought about administration.
Right.
And through my time as a counselor, I got very involved in a few activities. I started Future Business Leaders, and then I became the advisor for National Honor Society for a few years, which led me to the position of Student Activities Coordinator.
Wow.
Which they created under one of the VPs. Lit my fire.
Wow.
I started getting involved in all different areas of the school and student activities, and working closely with the vice principals made me realize that
back in my home
administration
church,
track
I was like the only bass in the choir, our little choir.
I thought you said you got a principal certification.
Kind of
was that
an interesting
service? So that was an intent at some point, or it just you felt it was appropriate for the trajectory you were going?
When I was in that position, I was working under one of the VPs, and I started talking to my coworkers.
Lo and behold,
one of my coworkers has a spouse that works at the College of New Jersey, who told me about an administration degree that they have.
And
I got to spend 5 weeks in Mallorca, Spain, take a few classes. And this,
so I did that. And
this
I
was right after I'd gotten married, so it was perfect timing. Didn't have many commitments at that point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Went to take that program, studied abroad, which was the first time I'd ever done that. And came back, and
he said, "What would you like to sit down and play?" Wow.
Well, that's some great stuff going on here, Dana. That's amazing.
So now what's your role at Central now? You oversee the counseling department.
I do.
And
also health services.
And health services.
Oh, geez.
So I'm learning a lot about the nurses and the services that we provide there. So that's been a learning curve. Again, everyone at Central is so easy to work with. It's been a terrific experience so far.
Yeah.
And as I indicated before, the school year provides different activities that the counselors have to perform from the beginning of the year to the end of the year and even through the summer. And now that you guys are transitioning, the four counselors shift each year from freshman, sophomore, junior, to senior, that changes over. So right now it's March. You've already started the online scheduling. Because now you guys are starting to prepare for the scheduling for next year. You already have started thinking about how to get these students in the blocks that they need for September.
So the students have scheduled online, and that closed at the end of February.
Wow.
So now the counselors spend the entire month of March meeting with every student to go over their requests and make changes if necessary. We did implement the recommendation process, so the teachers were able to go in and put the academic courses that they recommend. So that is made easier for the counselors and the students. So there's less guessing involved, and we have the paperwork that tells us where to put the students. Mm-hmm. The catch is the park is also in Marvel.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, Glenn. We're going to play a couple of commercials, and then we'll bring you back, and we'll talk about, I guess, how the concept of being a basso profundo. Hang on. We're listening to
absolutely.
All right. Hang on.
And you got to somehow.
We'll be right back.
How to put 3,200 students in the right spot at the right time on two different days, A's and B's, for four blocks, and then find the teachers that are going to have to fill. It's a mind-numbing.
Don't fear technology.
From a technical person.
Use it.
It's a mind-numbing.
And embrace it. The mission of Tech Today
activity
is to demystify
that has to go on
technology.
Every year.
I'm
and
your host,
I don't think there's anything out there.
Principal of Blue Panther.
Maybe
Business
trying to do the baseball
every
schedule
morning,
for the,
10 to 11,
the Major League Baseball
we will
might
cover
be
new
similar.
Apps.
But
technology news.
I don't think there's anything out there that actually can achieve
today,
this.
And join
like
me
just
on
push
Tech
a button
today
and voila, it all works.
On Hunter and Chamber
me,
Radio.
Every year gets better and better. But no Walla yet.
I'm Pat.
No
Walla.
We did pick up
offices of Patricia Beardy Smith LLC.
And they're based out of
the Hunterdon
Colorado.
Chamber is a great resource to find the best local
that's
business.
That really
people.
Helped the process. We and have a master schedule friends. Who's one of our
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a
Rapcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum.
So then, so we got Dana who's got all of her day-to-day duties. And then all of a sudden, somehow, some way, you learn that you've been nominated for counselor, Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year. Actually, Hunterdon Central Counselor of the Year, right?
And
then that somehow evolved into Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year. And then somehow that evolved into state, New Jersey, state counselor. Well, where in the where in the timeline did you learn about this? Did you learn you were being nominated about it and learn that you actually had been
selected? From junior collector to the experienced investor, RapPoints has been for you, Mr.
Oh, so you just throw a baby in the middle of it.
It's never easy. Life likes to challenge you in so many aspects,
years.
But
right.
I think that's what keeps
us
going.
Main
the more you pile
Street,
on, the better you prioritize, and you can make it all work.
Right.
So I was about to leave. I found out that I was nominated for Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also involved with our state level of the Counselor Association. So I didn't know about the process of applying.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntChamberRadio.com. I have Glenn Miller on the phone with me in Detroit, Michigan, and he is a Grammy-winning, award-winning singer, and basso profundo. Glenn, when did it dawn on you? You already told me the story about how you figured out you had perfect
pitch. What is your quote-unquote range?
Then somehow, at some point, somebody had to explain to you that the gift of your voice not only is so good and resonant, but has such depth that it's so rare. When did you learn that the rarity of that?
County Counselor of the Year this year.
Well, it started at Westminster. There was a man who used to
excellent.
Come to Summer Session
named
Howard
Swan. The White House was really a package
a
deal
big,
that
big
they
the
didn't
world.
Do in the past. This
and
was
he taught
the first
every
year
summer,
that they
and,
decided to implement that. They had always had
him.
A Teacher of the Year process. Where
one day, because everybody
yes.
said, you know, you
got
to hear Glenn Miller because he's got
this
freaky low voice. And he's from the West Coast. But
I was
national figure.
Just
and he
that
heard
it,
and
part
he.
Of that.
All right, let's
he
not
said,
give that
like,
part away yet. Let's hang on.
About the different
right. I still want to learn about all your. What? So, what does Hunterdon County
sure.
Council
and
of the Year
said,
entail?
My God, this
what do you,
lowest
what do you
I've
do?
Ever heard, you know?
Wow.
So that was like, oh, okay. But then things really started to move when I sang for Robert Shaw.
But the people right. That usually
and that
make
was
it
in 1989. We were doing, he was doing the Rachmaninoff Vespers
the counselors in the county that are
summer.
Very involved
and,
within their school.
And I saw the
on
ad
the
for
level,
it, you know, but I didn't audition. But
so you really
I got
have
a call and
but they tend to be people who are just going above and beyond in the field.
Having an audition with him.
So do you...
And he could
is there any type
lower,
of consortium or committees or conversations that are formal or informal where you are sure offering advice, providing assistance to other schools in Hunterdon County that because of your stature, because of your
selection. He's recording as an ad, in the county position,
but the state position I do hold an executive board spot. So that is my chance to be the liaison to all of the county.
So we made that recording, and my name kind of got out there more and more.
Wow. Very involved with our conferences, we have a fall and spring conference. So I've gotten to help organize those, and
actually it was
met some of the top people in my field, which has been extraordinary.
So now, overall, the state, because you're now you're seeing a kind of a global perspective for the state. What are the challenges? What are the things that you guys are talking about that are the current things that keep counselors up at night?
Mental health issues have been on the rise, and that is the topic of discussion probably the past 2 or 3 months. There's a mental health awareness day coming up in May, so I find that a lot of our conversations are focusing on those issues, from depression, anxiety, home instruction, just how to help our students cope with all of the changes in society and make their environment less stressful so that they can be successful at our high schools.
Wow.
So that's what most schools are dealing with today,
right?
I could talk to you about this.
I could talk to you about this all day. This is
good
stuff.
Too much.
The environment that these children are growing up in.
So you, I heard you on the Newsday interview, and you just nailed a G. It didn't even take you any effort whatsoever.
Adjusting schedules, for example.
You know, because initially when I said, "Oh, I'm going to be speaking to Glenn Miller, and he's a basso profundo," so it's what does it really take? Now I can get down to an E if I drink a lot of beer and sleep late. I can get down to maybe an E flat. When you nailed a G below that, and that didn't even take any effort, and you're telling me you got down to the B flat. Was that B flat zero?
Causes students to flood.
Is that it?
The G that was on the.
They find out, and they
that was a G1.
Support them right there.
That was G1.
Yeah.
Every year is
different, but
it seems
to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but the G below that was a piece of cake. That was a piece of cake for you. So do you work on continuing to build your range or enhancing the notes that you are capable of?
We're creating groups.
You know,
as a team, we're coming up with ideas of how to make our students feel more supportive, more successful.
Because I don't want
to,
it's
interesting because when I grew up, somehow the school and the home life were separate. The school felt it was its place to be.
To
worry about the
7-3
slot,
maybe
to 7-5 because of the athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever went on at home, went on at home. And
it
was outside
obvious.
Of the school walls or the parking lot was not the school's concern. They kept their place away. Somehow, society and the school separately have embraced the fact that the school now has to be an all-encompassing 24-hour monitor.
I was reading that therapeutic
traditionally
help
basso profundos
not only with their
and activists
but with their,
usually don't come round in the form with, into their 40s and 50s.
Yes.
You had this gift much earlier
over your career.
Changed
significantly?
Do
you see that changing in that manner? And what have counselors done, and how are the counselors getting prepared to be able to handle that on a day-to-day basis? And then you go home and you have to deal with your own life, right?
I've absolutely seen this change from the beginning of my career. Even the title has changed. So where I started in positions called guidance counselors, now we're school counselors.
Are you paid by the ledger line?
Helping academically, guiding them to their next path.
Right.
We're school counselor, we really do encompass all of that.
Yeah, really, man. Look, man, I can get down to... I get another ledger line, I get another $200. Come on.
With anything that's
really. How many there are, you know?
There aren't. And I saw, it was funny, I saw, and this is why I was telling you in the intro how I relate to the trumpet playing, because I saw somebody piece together on YouTube
sometimes be the most challenging years of their lives.
A mix of basso profundos
and
the excerpt performance of each person, their face, and the note that they sang, the lowest note they sang in that particular one. You happen to be one of the first ones, and I think it was like
students are bringing their
and they stepped all the way down to an F sharp.
They noticed.
So you started at B. B, B1. They stepped it all the way down to F sharp.
Discussion about
and I said, maybe he's just kind of the middle of the range. Then I saw you nail that G in that on Newsday. I said, oh, wait a minute, this guy's got more than
four.
So you're just not, you don't have the excerpts out there.
So
not necessarily. I use the word police, but not an authoritative
method.
Okay, method. You have to police and monitor everything that's going on. And the real challenge is finding the kid that's not coming to this. Right.
Yeah.
The one that's hiding and trying to distance themselves away from you or anybody else that can help them.
And social media has been great for us in that.
Really? Now that's interesting.
Students will report if there's another student that's talking on Facebook or Twitter about harming themselves or issues. They'll come to us as their counselor and say, maybe you should talk to Jim today. And that's helped us tremendously. Those are the students that we don't really see coming to us.
You may have saw
an article.
Now, that brings me to another question. Do you... Beyond, no. Now you learned that you have this gift. You learned that it was taking off. You got your name out there, and people were seeking you out because they had a whole bunch of music somewhere in a cabinet somewhere that was not performable and has not been recorded because they had nobody with your gift. Does that bring a little bit of extra legacy to you in your mind that you are allowing us to hear music that has not been around for quite some time?
The dark side of the anonymous is the
bullying. Yeah, I suppose. You know, yeah.
People are trying to keep that under wraps because it's been obviously in the news for a couple of years now that social bullying. In an anonymous format on Ask FM, and I don't know if Yik Yak is involved in something similar to that, can drive students to do something that they really shouldn't do.
It's kind of humbling, you know.
And now, again, the school, the state has, and the state superintendent has said the school has to monitor bullying. We had Superintendent Steffner here a couple of years ago talking about the new process, which I'm sure at this particular point has become more mature and you guys are much more comfortable with it. Initially, when we talked, it was a sketchy program from beginning to end because they didn't know how it was all going to work. So how does the bullying aspect of our environment, how are you guys curtailing that, and some success stories perhaps you could lend to that?
That's
harassment, intimidation, and bullying for those
that you. Yeah, they're out there.
We just throw acronyms around nowadays.
There's a million different acronyms. So that process, so all right,
so now a little bit later, and then we're gonna take a break and go and talk about your Grammy experience. But before I go for the next break, what is it like to get a bunch of basso profundos in a room? What do you guys do?
Or during school hours, or even outside of school? I know there's going to be a process, and we know that there will be follow-up.
Oh, I don't know. We just, we're kind of normal.
No. You all know. See, now, trumpet players, we get in a room, and if we're friends, we're good. If we're adversaries or competitors, all it is showmanship.
And working with them so that they understand what they did wrong, so that they don't fall into those same bad
behaviors. You know, the Ferrari bases. Well, you know,
initially it started like it sounded like the HIP program was really
competitive.
Crack down on the bully, the intimidator. But what it sounds like, the symptoms and the
one downsmanship. How do you say that?
Repercussions, the good repercussions, the good results.
I don't want to put you on the spot. I just find it funny.
School popular.
I find it
to crack down on it before it gets to your office.
Absolutely.
Really, I just did an article yesterday about some kids from Wisconsin, middle school kids. Just walked off the middle school basketball court because the crowd was bullying one of the cheerleaders.
Yeah, I saw that.
Amazing, wasn't it?
And you see see that right. trend
well,
happening.
You know,
yes.
I kind of felt bad because, yes. because you know, he was used to being the bottom of the heap. And,
yeah.
You know, he just got moved up one notch.
Oh, yeah, see? There it is. There it is.
Extra little thing, you know.
It shows up. It shows up. I can tell. By the way, that recording, and it's just somebody recording with a video camera. But so it's not really... And great sound
part,
equipment,
but
the quality
you might
and
the
overtones that came through just on that
really
recording
hurting,
are phenomenal.
Internally struggling with some
just amazing how clarity and the quality of that
get beautiful
heart of that matter.
Low voices like mine, you know, we generate so many overtones.
That's cool.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. Dana Curlew is with me. She is the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year, the New Jersey State Counselor of the Year,
and
she was offered the opportunity to go for the first time as Counselors of the Year to the White House. We're going to learn about that little event right after this.
Well, actually, you probably have been aware of this for years, but because of the you're down an octave lower, you're generating overtones that usually don't happen, that don't take place.
So you hear them in they get created. They don't even they're not even sung. They just get created in the air.
Right. I can really tell when I'm down there when I'm really right on.
Yeah.
Where my overtones feel in my bone structure.
Oh man! Wow! Wow!
So,
that's amazing. That is amazing. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There we are. All right, we're going to take another quick break, Glenn, and then I want to talk about your Grammy performance and your Grammy experience, all right? So,
okay.
So hang on with me for just a few minutes, all right?
Thanks.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month rental.
Federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information. Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred.
Don't
fear AssureShred
technology.
Will provide your
Use
company
it, understand
customized
it, and embrace it.
On-site
the mission of tech today
is
to demystify technology.
Requirements,
I'm your host, Chris Bianco,
time,
principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions.
Call
Good day, and join me on Tech Today. On Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
1566 today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Hi,
but on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed. 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully
I'm
understand
Dave
your
Insight
goals
Financial
and
Services
and make
and
them
a proud
my own.
Member of the Hunterdon County Chamber
then
of Commerce.
I go out and take
Even
the mass amounts of data that we have
of companies,
and distill them down
Insight
to
Financial,
a few understandable
Premier College
action
Funding,
points
and the
that
Insight
they
Tax
consider.
And Accounting Group
Finally,
have grown and prospered.
The entire process
I believe that our participation
in
all of the opportunities
that
the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce
way.
Offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Highway 238-0118. Thank you.
Dana Curlew is with me. She is the Hunterdon County Councilor of the Year and the New Jersey State Councilor of the Year.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on ChamberRadio.com.
I have on the line with me Glenn Miller.
She was kind of alluding to it a little bit before.
That's Glenn right there. For the first time,
and,
the Councilors of the Year.
There you are, yes.
Glenn, do the seismologists give you a call did you know that so often? Say, hey, man, could you cut it out? Or you can't do that by a fault line or something?
I honestly thought it was...
Yeah, I suppose. I haven't had any, nothing too much.
So I made a few
I kid with you. I know you have a great sense of humor about it. It seems to...
So, all right, a little bit of surprise.
Tell me about how you told us about how you got involved in the project.
Now you've learned about it, and then...
Did you realize after...
Performing it, that it had the possibility of being considered for Grammy.
Yeah, we've been up for Grammy six times already.
Did they give you everything all at once? Did they tell you the itinerary? Where you're going to meet? What room you're going to be in? How long the president's going to be there?
No small details. We received information about the hotel.
Okay.
That there would be a ceremony during the day. They didn't really know what to wear, what that would look like. And then they said there would be the black tie gala at night.
So you knew you had to have something really good.
I packed my bags knowing that I would be going somewhere, but had no idea what I was in for.
All right. How about CIA clearance? Do you have to go through that?
Really a mark.
Ironically, I went through and found out that I had my expired ID after I had gotten in.
So I was lucky.
You don't want to be disappointed again.
But three checkpoints later, we went to the Grammys.
So you learned about you're going to go to the White House, and you didn't really know anything more about it. So take us through the day or the trip.
We got down there the night before, went to dinner, explored the town, and we were told at 9:30 that we'd have to wake up and go to breakfast. So I assumed it would just be a small networking event.
Right.
But what I found was that every executive board team member from the National School Counselor Association, they were there. So they were there to speak to us about the process and encourage us about how it feels. It was the first time that I had been surrounded by people other than our New Jersey executive team. We were at the top of the field that were the most passionate people I'd ever come in contact with.
All right, so have you been to the Grammys prior to this?
The day that we were there was
never
the,
have. No,
so
Craig, our director,
the birth of okay. Housling. Yeah.
So you went there. What was your feelings? What was your anticipation?
And we got to speak to the one who won the award last year.
Didn't quite know what.
So she, of course, started stating that she didn't get to go through the process and go to the White House last year. So she was glad that she got to hop on our tailcoats this year and go.
She won a Grammy the year before.
That was a great event. Okay. Just getting to know other people. We went back to our rooms, relaxed, and then we were off to the White House on a bus.
He said, just hold on tight.
They took us through the back door. So we never really got to go through the front area, but we were able, once we got into the White House, they really just let us roam around and opened up two different areas. And we spent most of our time in the green room. I still don't believe it happened. One of the sad parts about radio is that you can't see how passionate she is
when she's even talking about
it. Yeah, it's kind of weird to have all that mixed
really
in the same place.
So this was the breakfast?
This was around lunchtime. So they brought us in. We got to do a tour of the White House and talk to a few staff members. And then they put about 30 of us in the room where we waited for Michelle. Connie Britton was also there.
Maybe washing your jeans.
Yeah, sure. There you go. And then you guys were called, and I saw that you were on the stage. What was that feeling like?
And how she had to really investigate what that looked like to be that part on television.
So she was an extra added bonus that we didn't know about until that morning.
So Michelle came in, and she spent...
Michelle, you're on first name basis with the vice president, so life, that's pretty good.
Just spending 10 minutes with her, she felt like you are a part of her world. She was inspiring and enthusiastic and really understood what we do for students.
And all I can think about was don't trip.
Well, it sounds like it did exactly what it needed to do, which it
elevated your career, your vocation, in the eye of them, and kind of gave you a jolt and said, "Hey, you're doing a great job." It's a pat on the back that you love to get.
And meeting her was really the extra added bonus. And the part that changed me as a supervisor was meeting the 30 other people in my position. And having that time to interact and talk about what's working at their schools and what we should try and different policies and procedures and how to work through those things together.
So having and then you guys go back to your little niche in life.
For example, our home instruction.
I just get back from people all over the country.
That's awesome. Well, that's the beauty of technology, but the beauty of networking in that manner also produces that now. So you met people from, you said 30. So
do you guys get one Grammy and you guys got to divide it up into little pieces?
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure actually if they had 50 representatives. There were a few, for example, there was someone else from New Jersey that could have come, but she didn't attend. But they do have us all on the same listserv, so when we write to them,
You didn't.
You didn't rip off the
really like to mention
the top part there. No.
No, actually,
you should have taken the bass, obviously.
Well, we pick up the phone, we call each other now. We're sharing articles.
You know, you don't get to take it home. That comes later.
She's in a school, which she gave me a different perspective.
She's been phenomenal throughout the process as well. Because
I'm still learning. Through this new position, it's only March, so every month that happens, I'm still learning for the first time in this role.
Well, quite honestly, Dana, it's always going to be the world is changing constantly, and you're dealing with another group of kids and another generation every so often. So it's always going to be learning.
And with the state of New Jersey,
it's always hard.
We call it adjusting at home.
Adjusting. You didn't get the Victrola or the bass.
Right. So was that, quote unquote, the
pie that the one Michelle Obama?
Can they make one for you? Could you, if you actually wanted to, is there a way that you could actually get a duplicate?
Counselor that was nominated for the counselor of the country. And then we went home again.
Can't find somebody over in...
We went to the Black Tie Affair.
Where was that?
That was at the train station. They have a beautiful room that they have. The station itself is pretty cool.
You can't find somebody that can do a knockoff somewhere in some far off country or something like that.
And then there was
funny, one of the Grammys went to Joan Rivers, her daughter accepted it, and she said, she held it up, she said, now if you call CBC tonight at around 11, you can get one. So I'm kind of
waiting to get on there. Counseling than he ever expected.
That's what her mother would say.
Sweet. Wow. What is your husband?
I thought, well, maybe, you know. So, yeah.
So this is a completely different world to him.
Although he's really helping with the business side.
Anything changed in your life since that? Besides, besides being on my show, of course. You always can grab a little logistics. Logistics is the thing, and you're trying to move 3,200 products out from start to finish.
Win a Grammy.
It's always going to be a challenge. So that's awesome. So you had did I see that you actually were nominated for the National Counselor of the Year? Was that part of that? And you came in second.
They actually don't tell us where we went. No,
I guess the article said it.
Awesome.
From all over the place.
Typo.
Okay.
In this country,
I mean, that's what I think that's what the article mentioned.
So,
when I went over it. But all right, so you're only second best.
You're only second best counselor.
I'll take that.
It's not bad. That's pretty good company. But wow, that's so you already told me the images that that came when you went to the White House. Was there food involved? Was there place signs and everything like that? Or was
it more of an appetizer thing? See how all the things party, so when we got there, we were able to eat. So
then how they all kind of led to the next.
One in the afternoon.
Right, nice.
Knowing that we had to black tie event.
And you also learned, I guess, how many people, how tight-knit your group is, despite your world is, despite the fact that you don't keep in contact with them, but everybody's following somehow, some way.
Yeah.
That's neat. Anything that really struck you in just walking through, because you never were at the White House before, right, on the tours or anything? So anything that you saw that struck you on your visit there?
The entire building still looked
and
brand
also,
new.
Also, there's a, nice. There's a Facebook
the thing,
group
everything
called
was antique and it had been in the rooms for years.
Astronomy,
you know, that's just astonishing.
That went.
That's great. Obviously, it's going to last for a lifetime, and hopefully, you got some really great pictures. But sounds
low the other.
Yeah, we have a few more minutes left. Where does the counselor of the year go now? What's on your plate? I know you're worried about day to day of Ahern Central and getting the seniors to graduate and all that, but
all right, we only got about 3 minutes left. I want to come back to Hunterdon County for a quick minute. Do you still have folks here? Do you still come back to visit from time to time?
Work on small goals throughout the year.
Once a year, I have my brother-in-law and niece and nephew are still there.
Being in an office with people that have been there, some of them close to 20 years, we have a ton of experience and knowledge within our own setting. So I want to take what they have done and what they are looking forward to do in the future and create a plan moving forward. Currently we're working on the goal for the Mental Health Awareness Day.
Sure.
But for next year, really talking about our curriculum and how we can work our curriculum into the
ABC. Is the old dairy farm still there?
Our top goals.
It's still there.
So something we did this year, for example, in December, we typically, December and January, we typically pull out all juniors and sophomores to meet with them in groups. And we used to do that just during blocks where we took out chunks of, let's say, 80 students.
There you go.
So something we did this year was that we went into the social studies and English curriculum and pulled them by their class. So they weren't being pulled from random courses. They were all being pulled from the same course. The teacher didn't have to catch anyone up.
Awesome.
And the students didn't have to catch.
So you grew up here. You went through high school here, and then you went down to Westminster. What's your lasting memory of Hunterdon County?
I guess altering the teacher's schedule.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
so really every day we're trying to learn and grow and see what we can do as a school and a department
with that,
to make
like
it
Fair.
Better for our students.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we don't do it. We're home now, but I heard kind of
CEO-type
quality is coming out of all that. So you're trying to organize the staff and move them ahead in an organized, cohesive fashion. So it's loud, clear. Mm-hmm. Dana, so you didn't give it up anywhere. It's still right there. Very good stuff. Appreciate you coming on. I'm going to wish
farmer
you the best
in Detroit,
of luck Bloomfield
Hill,
farmer in Detroit, and get ready for 2015-16 school year. Park testing and your graduation. Got the scheduling to go on, and somewhere in there, you guys get a couple of days.
I think so. We have break coming up.
Very cool.
Got a
break.
Lost one day.
Is the I looked at you when I read the snow forecast
of your career or
right now anyway
does it coincide with the pinnacle of career or is
this was awesome appreciate
there's
you
something
on.
Else some musicians have so performances that and, supersede know, everything else.
Miss Steffner, thank you for having Dana come on.
It's up there.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it. We know that you're an advocate for Hunterdon Central.
I'm an advocate for all the high schools, but I just happen to have the luck of Christine Steffner buying into coming on the radio every so often and making a name for it. I had the cast here. I had the cheerleaders here, ready to bring anybody on that wants to talk and tell their stories. And yours is perfect. Yeah. It's a great story.
We appreciate you giving us a voice.
Hey, my pleasure. Yep. All right, that is Dana Curlew.
Yeah, well, it's been a pleasure to have you on. I really appreciate you giving me the time.
We're going to get Ms. Kelly on next time. We'll get her.
Amazed
at the
teacher
of the year
doing.
And
looks
like
it's
been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Hey,
not only was it a great performance, but it also brought back to light
with the
some music
and find
and
out what their day-to-day is like
that we didn't get to hear.
You'll get a little perspective about their work.
I think that's why
I'll be back
in
tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Good morning on
HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Well, thank you. It's been a joy. Wow. So good.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. Okay. We'll talk to you soon, and when you're back down here, give me a call, and we'll go out.
I will absolutely do that. It'd be
awesome.
Great to have a face with a voice.
All right, excellent. Same to you. All right.
Take care.
That's Glenn Miller, and he is the voice of Basso Profundo. And we're going to get on out of here as soon as my music decides to kick in. There it is. Been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow, Monday morning, same time, same place. Vince Aralino says never say they should have. Go out and check out Mr. Glenn Miller on YouTube and buy his CD. I'll be putting out there some information about that as well. Glenn, thank you so much for your contribution. Mike, thank you for your contribution. Stay tuned for Hands Across Hunterdon at 10 o'clock. Good morning, Hunterdon. HuntChamberRadio.com.
Chamber of Commerce is proud to present Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative
in America, we
proudly serving
the
businesses and
today.
Residents of Hunterdon County.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical
never
Center.
Taking a bailout,
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Put their kids
inside our circle of care,
how they want
we
to.
Offer coordinated
today,
care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle
first.
Of care.
They are ready to
if
help
you need a physician,
call
Hunterdon Medical
future.
Center's Physician
the
Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web.
We'll work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The brother of Kathy Durst, the long-missing wife of real estate heir Robert Durst, says he's been waiting for a confession. Jim McCormick tells NBC's Today Show that hearing what Durst said on the final episode of HBO's The Jinx sent him on a roller coaster of emotions.
Like a hockey stick, everything was just moving along, and all of a sudden, Mike Bob was on mic and went into the bathroom, and the revelation was like something we've been waiting for 33 years.
Jim McCormick tells NBC's Today Show that he thinks Robert Durst will soon come forward and admit to killing his sister.
Contrary to advice of lawyers, as he obviously went against his lawyer's wishes when he made the tapes for The Jinx, and I think he's about ready to say, you know, enough
this
is enough.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Tammy Rhodes.
Israelis
are
hitting the polls today
to
elect their next government. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping to overcome a major challenge from a center-left alliance. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now,
you're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Starts working in
sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening
to Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Our studios are located
in the Century.
Sponsored
by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Flemington, New Jersey.
Our studios are located in the Century.
The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber.
Content and views of our hosts
to contact our station,
necessarily
call
reflect 908 of the Hunterdon County Chamber of
7115.
To contact our station, call
908-782-7115 or email.
Thank you to our sponsors and
underwriters.
Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon.
Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters.
Please remember to support Hunterdon
Chamber Radio.
Local. Visit
complete
www.HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
As the war drags on,
for a complete
we criticize the UN Security Council for still being divided on taking action to stop the killing and destruction.
So I eat
State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the people of Syria deserve more.
Tens of thousands of
nutritious morning energy.
It's just what I want before writing a flute solo
on
that will softly rock every
of all those
dentist's
who suffered,
office
and
around.
Of the brave Syrians who stand up to tyranny.
This
Try
is USA Radio
soft
News.
Baked in oats and chocolate,
what fuels
cinnamon
you?
Mixed berry.
Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class.
Velveeta.
Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can
Prime
do
Minister
it!
Benjamin Netanyahu
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, and where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Former Foreign Minister Giuseppe Leone has agreed to give up a power-sharing agreement with the group's leader. If they
win
Tuesday's parliamentary election,
if
her fellow co-leader Isaac Herzog is elected,
new moms continue
Bruce
to breastfeed
Lieberman,
after
founder
six
of
from the Yes Israel
Becky
Foundation,
Menno, University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center says baby formula just can't compare.
There are a number of different types of properties in human milk that help provide the immune system.
Some say right-leaning Netanyahu is more committed to Israel's security issues and standing up against Iran's desire to develop nuclear weapons.
It also
I'm Russ Jones.
At lower risk
McDonald's is facing another battle
breast
from
cancer,
workers
heart disease,
to get
and
the postpartum
depression.
To pay them
Becky Mantle with the University of Oklahoma Sciences Center says outside pressure, not health issues,
federal
authorities,
forces most mothers
health and
to stop
breastfeeding.
Spokesperson
McDonald's said the company will review the allegations, but that its
franchisees
are committed
to
providing a safe workplace for employees. The study shows Americans this year are spending more than $4.5 billion.
She says while only a very small percentage of mothers actually need to use baby formula,
more than half stop breastfeeding.
Irish soda bread, green t-shirts for the kids, and
that's it.
Wear something green or decorate a little bit.
Even more successful.
I'm Ron Taylor.
If they
You're
know where to
USA
go for help,
Radio
they can
News.
Ask their doctor, their nurse,
the news
their midwife,
is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
President Obama is paying a special visit to the Phoenix VA Medical Center today. It's the same venue that's been the focus
Inside
of a national scandal regarding the lack of proper care for veterans.
Care
several
for
people
your
protested Obama's visit in January
led by our outstanding family medicine physicians.
You can always find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online. USAHeadlineNews.com.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon the Medical Center. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. At 1-800-511-1 was started for by HMC. For or visit families. Us on the web. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare.
It's 9:04, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
If you need a physician,
41 degrees, overcast skies, and calm
Center's
winds in Flemington. The precipitation is off to our north and our east.
HMC.
Today will be partly cloudy and windy
web,
with a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 59, winds northwest 20 to 30 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 26 tonight, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Except for a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 41. It's 9:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.